We should mention that the bulldog puppy with which you fell in love was Rosie, right?
Yeah, Rosie the bulldog. And I had her for 12 years or so. And the dog beach that I started, which is now in Long Beach, is named after her. It's called Rosie's Dog Beach. And it is still the only legal off-leash area on the beach for dogs in all of Los Angeles County. With, you know, there's 10 million people in Los Angeles County. That means a lot of dogs. But this is the only place that they can legally be on the beach off-leash. And it's about to be extended to 1,000 feet. Right now it's about 800 feet across the Pacific Ocean here in Belmont Shore.
I recall that when you first implemented Rosie's Dog Beach, there was some local opposition to that.
Yeah. There's always going to be people who are just leery or negative to things and afraid of change or afraid of trying something. And, you know, we proved by example over 3 years that it could happen and that it would be safe and very clean. You know, when I was telling you about, I've done the beach cleanups for 14 years now, and it's at the exact same location where the dog beach is. So it is the cleanest beach in all of the 4 mile coastline of Long Beach. And it's safe. People have a great time. The reason we are wanting to expand the area is because it is so utilized by people and their dogs. In the summertime, year round, it is the most popular area of Long Beach on the beach. Anytime, afternoon, morning, summer, winter, and dogs are there. They're loving it.
And I have to agree, I have been down there, and it is one of the cleaner beaches I have ever seen in the Long Beach area. In addition to people being afraid of change, what were some of the main hurdles that you first encountered when you started implementing all these community programs for Long Beach?
Well, as I've added programs, because I now have about 70 contests, events, and projects a year, and, you know, it started with just one, the beach cleanup, and I just keep adding things that I'm interested in. I guess hurdles, getting help at the events, because some of them are pretty large now, like the Long Beach Turkey Trot, 6,500 runners and walkers, and the event continues to grow every year. So I just need help on the day of the event. I need help getting the message out there on social media, in email newsletters. I need people to tell their friends about it. I need the press to report about it. And getting a press release in the right hands of a media person that's going to hopefully print a story or get a TV camera or a radio microphone down here for the event. Money can be an obstacle, like permitting. I think it's about $150 just to apply for a special event in Long Beach, and then another $150 for a permit. In Long Beach, you have to provide a $1 or $2 million aggregate insurance policy for the event. You have to get vendors. You have to get permits from the health department for anybody that has food or drink or they're sampling to the public. You have to pay to rent a park. If you're going to have an event at the park, you have to pay for that rental. You have to pay for police if you're going to close a street. Like when we have our hot dog Halloween parade each October, right before Halloween, the Sunday before, we close down 2nd Street, which is in the busy business district here in Belmont Shore. And when you do that, you have to get signatures from everybody along the parade route or where the street is closed. That includes residences and from businesses. And then you have to pay police, like for the Hot Dog Halloween Parade. We pay about $2,500 just for police that day, and it's for 4 officers. So it's expensive. So that can be an obstacle for sure for anybody.
With all that you've just said that there is to do, how in the world do you manage your time and still have a life?
Well, I spend a lot of time, you know, organizing and planning and putting it together and promoting. I don't have a staff, but I do have some great friends and volunteers who help at the events and, like I said, help to post on their Facebook pages and let people know about it. So it doesn't feel like work. I'm doing things that I enjoy doing. I love doing it. I just work from my apartment. And so I just manage my time wisely and put things on the calendar and stick to it. And God has just blessed me with the ability to have tenacity, to have the ability to communicate to people, to work with people, and just to develop relationships and just try to remain calm and peaceful and put a smile on when you're, even if it's not a fun day or you're not feeling well, you can just go for it and everything will fall into place.
certainly put a lot of smiles on people's faces with events like the Great American 4th of July Bike Parade was a total blast, and that Halloween Dog Parade.
Yeah, they would get about 500 kids in the bike parade. It's one of the world's largest bike parades. It was featured on the Today Show. Matt Lauer was talking about it. And then the hot dog parades that we've had have been on the Tonight Show. I've been on the Tonight Show with my bulldog Rosie talking about it. And it's gotten on the Travel Channel and on TLC Network and some other shows. And they're fun things. And there's like 700 dogs in the hot dog Halloween parade. It's big and it's a spectacle. And I think when you have dogs dressed in costumes or kids decorating bikes, they're just feel-good moments. And for sure, that will put a smile on your face.